Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It may well be the best-governed country in the world. It has won worldwide acclaim for handling the COVID pandemic better than any other country, with the exception of the United Arab Emirates. It is doing more for its people and its infrastructure to prepare for the ravages of climate change, and has done so over a longer period of time than any other country. Healthcare is not only free, it is readily available from clinics located in virtually every rural village. It has been widely regarded for many years by any number of international studies to be the most sustainable country in the world. Yes, Cuba. I hear your hiss of outraged denial. I see you making the sign of the cross and retreating into a corner to assume the fetal position and whimper, but they're communists. We hate them. Both of those things are true, or have been true since the revolution of 1959, and neither of these things matters, except for the fact that they are used as excuses for the U.S. maintaining brutal embargoes and sanctions on the entire country. Despite those shackles, here is what Cuba has accomplished recently. Cuba has developed five, count them, five COVID vaccines, which are said to provide 90% protection against COVID symptoms. As a result, Cuba has vaccinated a higher percentage of its population, 86%, than any other country in the world save one. Because the vaccines are cheap and do not require special refrigeration, they hold out hope for low-income countries that can't afford the use of the better-known vaccines. Cuba has offered to share its technology without taking a profit, and the World Health Organization is in the process of evaluating the vaccines for distribution in other countries. In 1963, Cuba organized a civil defense system and tasked it with predicting, warning about, mitigating, and studying the effects of extreme meteorological events. 1963. It has organized units in every province, municipality, and neighborhood in the country. Its speed and effectiveness in dealing with natural disasters is the envy of the world. In 1976, it was one of the first countries in the world to amend its constitution to ensure the protection of the environment and set up a national commission to oversee the process. In 2017, the Cuban government approved a long-term, detailed plan for dealing with climate change and titled it Tarea Vida, or Life Task. It laid out a timetable for specific actions to shift to renewable energy, strengthen environmental protection, and protect places endangered by rising seas or other aspects of climate change. The accomplishments of Tarea Vida after only a few years are impressive. 11% of the most vulnerable coastal homes have been relocated. Forest cover, which the sugarcane industry had reduced to 14% of the country, has been increased to 30%. Vast coral farms and mangrove forests have been established. I first wrote about the world's admiration for Cuba's sustainability, hard won after its sudden abandonment by the collapsing Soviet Union, in 2015, an essay titled The World's Most Sustainable Country. What? Cuba? Since then, that essay has been far and away the most viewed post on this site. To this day, it is accessed by several people every week. Remarkably, there have been no death threats. The United States' posture toward Cuba, onerous sanctions, embargoes, denial of access to financing, travel bans, is unforgivable and unsupportable. Fear and loathing of communism is like fear of polio, completely outdated. As I wrote in 2019, an essay called Cuba, Still Sustainable After All These Years, we should be learning from their impressive successes at finding solution to problems we have not even begun to define. It's time to do what we can to make Cuba Libre. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.